opportunity to practice in less than ideal conditions over the course of the year, and you know, I think it just comes down to concentration and you know, trying to do things right, focus on your job, and even though there's bad weather out there, you know, you gotta go out there and play against the team you're playing against. So you know, I think the players did a good job of handling the elements and concentrating on their assignments.
Hey, Coach, I realize this is old news by now, but I guess what gave you the confidence to make a move on trading Moss that the offense would just be as productive as it has been, you know, since that deal? It's not like you guys have missed a beat.
Well, everything we do, we do with what we feel is the best interest of the football team. So whether it was that decision or any other one, we do what we feel like the best. And you know, a lot of things went into that. So it's much longer conversation than this one. But you know, in the end, we just do what we felt was best for our football team.
But what did you see in Woodhead, and how has he been able to just impact your offense the way he has?
Well, you know, Danny had a real productive year in career in college, and then with the Jets, we had an opportunity to observe him at times during the regular season, but more in the preseason games. And you know, he had a very productive preseason this year, and we just felt that he would be a guy when we had an opportunity on our roster that we wanted to add, and felt like he could help us. And after we traded Maroney to Denver, then we had that roster spot, so we signed him at that point, and he's done a good job for us. He's been productive in the all offensively in the running game, in the passing game, and he's been productive in the kicking game for us. So he's done a nice job.
Coach, the last 2 weeks, you guys have had lopsided wins against basically two first-place teams. You're very impressive performances. Just talk about the level of play for your guys right now. A lot of folks would look at this as like it almost couldn't get any better. I mean, you have to be thrilled about where you are right now.
Well, we're not really focused too much on anything that's happened in the past. You know, right now we're just thinking about Green Bay, and you know, the Packers are a real good football team. They're good in every area. They're well coached. They're great on defense. They're very explosive on offense. They can score a lot of points. I mean, they're tough in the kicking game. So whatever happened in some other weeks, good or bad, and we've had our ups and downs this year, it doesn't really matter right now. It's just trying to get ready to, you know, to play Green Bay and the challenges that the Packers brings.
Well, I know it was a long time ago, but what do you remember about the 0-2 game at your place against the Packers?
Well, it wasn't one of our better days. I remember that.
Do you remember that they came in with a secondary that was, you know, they picked up a couple guys off the street and were able to make some plays against you guys? What do you remember about those guys?
Yeah, like I said, I remember it wasn't one of our better days. You know, we didn't do well that day. They were better than we were, that's obvious.
You mentioned the ups and downs a minute ago. I guess the Packers are coming off the loss to Detroit, which isn't a very good loss, and you guys had the Cleveland game. I guess how do you bounce back from that and put together the streak that you guys are on?
Well, I think you just got to bounce back every week. And it doesn't, again, I don't think it really matters what happened the week before, whether you won or lost or think you played well or don't think you played well. It's just you have to turn the page and move on to the challenges of the next week and the next game. Presents a different scheme, different players, different matchups. You know, it's a whole new, you know, it starts a whole new chapter in the book. So you have to move on from what happened in the past and maybe learn from some things. But most importantly, set your attention on the new challenges coming up and try to figure out what's the best way you can maximize your performance against the next opponent. And I think that's what you got to do, regardless of what happened last week.
Talk a little bit about the play of Gronkowski. I mean, has he been a pleasant surprise? Obviously, you had a lot of faith in him, but it's just had a terrific rookie season.
You know, Rob's done a good job for us. Of course, not being able to play football last year, he was a little bit behind. But you know, he's worked hard. He's been on the field. He's taken a lot of reps in practice, and of course in games, and all of our walkthrough sessions and so forth. So. You know, he's worked hard. He's continued to get better. There's still a lot of things that he needs to work on, but he's improved a great deal from where he was last spring when we drafted him, or even this training camp in August and September. You know, he's worked on his weaknesses, worked on some techniques that needed to be refined, and you know, he's done a good job for us. He's a tough kid. He works hard, and he's been productive. So if he keeps up that attitude and that work ethic, I'm sure he'll continue to get better.
What did you see on film that Detroit's defensive front did to disrupt the Packers' offensive line?
Well, you know, I just don't think it was probably the Packers' best day. I mean, they're a very good offensive football team. They've got great players, a great scheme. They present a lot of problems for you, and, you know, a couple things just didn't go right. I mean, they got stripped on the first series, and they got a penalty, and so, you know, they didn't really get into the rhythm that they wanted to be in. I think, you know, we know the Lions have a pretty good defensive line, but Packers have played, you know, had a lot better performances than that one, and you know, I think that's probably pretty uncharacteristic of the way they've moved the ball offensively all year, so. You know, we know that we're going to get their best shot this week, and you know, I'm sure that their execution level will be a high one.
Can you talk about the growth of your defense, specifically the secondary and those young guys back there?
Well, we've played a number of players in the secondary over the course of the year, and again, I think the big thing on that group is just they've tried to work hard and improve and get better at their techniques and their communication and playing the team concept on defense. We got a long way to go, and it'd be a huge challenge for us this week against Green Bay's receivers and tight ends and quarterback and passing game. So, you know, we've been challenged all year, and this is certainly going to be another big one on Sunday night. But those kids have worked hard, and they've tried to learn from their mistakes and improve individually and as a group, and I think, you know, we've definitely made some progress, and we got a long way to go, but hopefully we can keep moving in the right direction here.
How does preparing for Sunday night change with the uncertainty with Rodgers and the concussion and possibly Flynn stepping in?
Well, I think every week you have to be ready for all the players that are on your opponent's active roster, and we all know that one play could change that in a hurry, so and you don't have any control of that, so as you know, as our opponent this week, we have to be ready for everybody, and you know, even practice squad players that could potentially be moved up to the roster later on in the week. We know that's a possibility, so you know, we'll use the time that we have and make sure that we know the personnel that we're going to face, the schemes that they use, and what our adjustments are against different guys and plays that we see in there. So that's our challenge for the week. It really doesn't change because that could always be the case. You know, could always, whoever the starting quarterback is, you know, could be out after the first play. So you just never know on that. You've got to be ready for everybody.
What did you think of Clay Matthews coming out of the 2009 draft? And did you consider picking him before you traded out of the first round?
Our decision there was just for a combination of reasons. We made that trade because we felt that was best for our football team. And, of course, you know, Clay, I'll go back with, you know, his dad. I coached his dad at Cleveland, terrific football family. You know, love coaching Clay Matthews, and he had a wonderful career. And, you know, I remember his sons when he was growing up, they were, you know, you could see they were starting to be a chip off the old block even at that young age. But, you know, Clay had a great senior season at USC. And, you know, certainly done well in the league. He's done well, you know, in the Packers defense. So he's athletic. He plays with a high motor. He's tough. He's quick. He's done very well.
What's been the key to the way Tom Brady's been playing this year, especially over this last stretch?
Well, I think offensively it really just comes down to team execution. You know, Tom does has his part and his role in it, and it's a very important one, but so do the other 10 guys on the field, and it's really about all 11 of them working together in conjunction with the play call and the game plan and so forth. So, you know, if we do well on offense, it's because we have good team execution, and usually everybody's doing their job, the combination of the running game, the passing game, pass protection, receivers, quarterback, you know, all those things have to fit together, and you know, Tom prepares well. He's a very experienced player that knows what to do and how to manage a team in critical situations and works hard week to week to get ready for the specific opponent and matchups that we have. And, you know, he's done a very good job of that.
Are you surprised by anything that he does?
Well, Tom's been a productive player for us really throughout his career. And, you know, the thing I really admire about Tom is how he's always working to get better and improve on things, little things, and just constantly striving for more perfection and better performance. And so, you know, I think there's always room for improvement, and I think he's got the right attitude and work ethic to, you know, to keep moving in that direction.